like that I've ripped from YouTube and downloaded to my
Yo,
phone,
yo, yo,
but
yo,
I
yo. No. Welcome to the
thought.
Dress the Files podcast. Whoa.
Thanks,
From
YouTube.
YouTube?
What? They should appreciate the plug.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's a pain in
So,
the ass because it
do I
won't
get
play
in?
the next song. I have to manually do it myself. So it's like, all right, whatever. Small
Oh,
price to pay for
that's even
free
the
music.
point.
I'm sure there's
Yeah.
a better way of going about
Oh,
handling
there
your
is.
music.
But it's just if it's an app that requires like the internet and then I have to be on Wi-Fi on the at the gym as opposed to just playing the song without having to worry about it. It's like,
Sure. Yeah,
whatever.
it
For me,
it just works.
Two
Towers, man. So, yeah, I went to a birthday
I
party that
was gonna say
required
the
like an
album.
hour and a half of driving, and was just listening to Frodo and Sam cook and Run from the Nazgul. That's
Now,
apparently
when you say
where
cook, do
we're
you
at.
mean it like a Gen Z-er, like they're cooking, or do you mean it
I'm
like
just
they're
saying that there
cooking
was a
food?
brace of coney.
Let him cook.
There may have been some taters and some herbs and spices. So,
It's too bad it's not
cooking.
this episode.
I love potatoes. Sam is my spirit
That would be next
animal in that
week.
ring.
We'll get there next week. Because this
Potatoes
week we're
are
supposed to
very
be talking.
interesting.
Potatoes are wonderful. This week we're supposed to be talking about more fan casting.
We're supposed to be doing a lot of things that we don't do.
Hold on.
Oh,
True.
great. Now
Where's the
now
Marcone
he's thinking
putting more?
something. Yeah.
He's casting a rabbit as Marcone.
The
A rabbit
Taters
and a
as
potato.
Hendrix.
Yes, Hendrix is a he's a baked potato because he's a redhead.
Wait, what? Why does that make sense?
Just does because it sounds good.
He's a redhead, so he's a baked potato?
Don't think about it too hard, man. So look, are we going to do your two boyfriends, or are we going to continue down the list of,
Wait.
additional?
We could start with Listens to Wind. I think that
Oh,
would be a
okay.
good place. What
Yeah.
are you talking about?
I don't
You know
know. I
what I'm
just got
talking
her.
about. So,
She
something, something, a
knows.
locker scene, something, something, shipping.
Oh,
They're in
God.
each other's underwear, literally, apparently. So,
Is that why she wanted to cast the Supernatural Brothers before we
No,
got here?
God.
Right? Yeah. That I honestly, I would get down for that if you cast, Padalecki as, Harry, and then I can't
Jensen
remember
as
the main
Thomas.
act. Yeah, like. No. I was thinking Marcone. Like, I
Sure,
think it'd
yeah.
be funny to have him on opposite ends of that. But yeah.
It would. That wouldn't
But
be the worst casting ever. I don't think it's the best, but you could do that with the two of them. They're decent enough actors on their own right.
right. Let's see. So, yes, I want my entire screen. That screen. There we go.
All
Because I'm
screens.
the pictures guy. Apparently, even though I'm not signed into IMDb, this is what cookies gets you because they seem to know, like, hey, you should watch these shows. I'm like, have watched these shows. Like,
They know
you
you.
said
Even
something
very
about Star
recently.
Trek 10 minutes ago
I was
into the
gonna
mic,
say,
and
right,
now
it was
through your nose
listening.
and ears, and everything is listening to you. And so knows
Yeah,
exactly
the
what to show
recommends
you.
that don't really they don't really impress me when they recommend something I've already seen. That's not
Right.
you're not
Right.
really doing your job.
I. Yeah, exactly. So we've got, I don't know. I would recognize some of these guys, but I don't necessarily can't put names to faces. So this is Listens to Wind. So to pull some of these up, I was doing some other research, so we'll use this tab. Let's see
Be
what
careful.
brand
Research.
Tabbing is dangerous when you
Holy
don't remember
cow.
what's there.
This guy, which, like, I can't even tell you what some of these people have been in. So
Yeah, that's what
I put on
IMDb is
Brian's calendar
for.
because I've seen him
Right?
in a trash TV show recently, but I
One
he's
of these.
actually he's got a good vibe about him. Well, he could be a good listens to him.
One of these guys was from Predator, right? Or Prey. So.
Probably the youngest
Okay,
one.
so.
No. Yeah,
If not,
he's been in a bunch of
you should
stuff.
go farm that. Yeah. So, well, yeah, but it's like, okay, Twilight, haven't seen it. Rango wouldn't know his face.
I know he was in House of Cards for a
Yellowstone.
little bit.
So,
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh,
I
okay.
haven't seen Yellowstone, but it's getting enough press. I almost feel like I should.
this guy, I was considering that until it got 50 spinoffs, and I'm like, no, once that happens, I know it's not going to be any good. No. Really? No.
Well,
no,
that's
no.
That's a hot take, but it's getting a bunch of spinoffs. Like, that's interesting.
Oh, it's had. It has at least two already. One of them's got Harrison Ford and I think Helen Mirren in it. That's their newest spinoff that just started.
For Yellowstone?
Yeah, yeah. There's Yellowstone, like 1861 or whatever. I think that has, why am I blanking on his name? Mustache guy with the gravelly voice that everyone loves.
Ellis?
You have any idea how little that narrows that down?
You know, Tombstone. Sam Elliott, yes, thank you.
Ellis to Elliott is where I got stuck.
Yeah. I think he's in that, but I could be wrong.
And
then they came out with another one of Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. It's like 1903 or 6 or some shit.
I have not seen any Yellowstone, but it seems like a show I would check out. But I read about why they're doing like so much spin-off stuff. It's apparently because, you know, Yellowstone's gotten really popular.
Yes.
And from what I understood, I don't remember the names, but one TV channel has like the rights to the whole Yellowstone franchise thing, but sold the rights to someone else, to the main show, so they can't milk it. So they're making spin-offs that they can milk.
Yeah, I think it's a Paramount, or it was Paramount this TV guy. Or whatever, or that's where
that
it is now.
That guy's got the hair.
That's right?
Great.
Okay, well, I remember seeing this guy, but I thought he was in Prey, but I guess not, so.
I don't recognize this one, but I think that's the one I put up there. I think he was in Westworld.
I was
going to
say, this guy?
I think so. Unless I'm mixing him up with a different, I don't remember the name, I just remember the face, but there's a guy that was in Westworld as one of the Indian characters, and he was it was pretty good.
Okay. Uh-huh. Reservation Dogs, but yeah. I don't know. This is just like, obviously they, you know, used a lot of Native American actors. So I was like, you know, if you haven't seen this one, there'd be. Yeah. See, I thought so. Cool. Yeah. Well, how did I miss it here?
It's not there.
Oh, because it's not his actor credit.
Yeah. Because you're looking at an actor.
There we go. Yeah.
I expect what you look at to make sense.
Yeah, I was pretty sure. Yeah, because I couldn't tell you this character, right? Because there's only like 3 to 5 of the characters from Prey that kind of stuck out in any kind of way, you know, which was mainly the main chick and her brother. So it's like, I couldn't tell you this guy, but it's like, I feel like Listens to Wind should be a little soft-spoken, but also have gravitas. So like some of these guys, I'm like, not really sure, because when he's going to tell you that he's going to kick your ass up between your ears, you got to believe that he's going to kick your ass up between your ears. So, you know, that's kind of where I want, you know, it. But yeah, this guy certainly had the look, you know, I feel like.
He has the hair.
Right. AKA the look.
You know, wigs exist, right?
Matters. I know, yeah, but like he did it already. You don't need to do the work for it. It's
as if they wouldn't do the work. They'd be like, it's too long.
Well, it's like, Carl Urban, he shaved his head for Vako before he even got the part officially because he was too excited about it.
Right.
Well, so did James McAvoy, not realizing that he was supposed to not be bald until, like, another movie.
Yeah, so, I mean, the other thing is, like, if any of these guys walk in with a baby raccoon plushie, like, they're hired, right? So, like, they've
plushie,
done their homework.
Fuck that, make it a real raccoon.
You know. Oh, obviously. I mean, like, if one of these guys was like, you know, Julian Black listens to raccoons or something, then, you know, he's hired. Like,
and then the third option is the one guy that comes in and turns into a raccoon. I think he probably gets
clearly,
the part.
Yeah, he would save us a lot on special effects, so.
And we wouldn't have to hire the raccoon, so.
Right, right.
That billion doesn't go on forever,
and
you know.
The dragon, like, but yeah, I don't know. Like, I've
mullets.
Definitely seen this guy around, but I have a tough time seeing him in the role, you know. So I
like his energy, mullet. But the other guy, Julian, I think his name was, right. He looks very like what I imagined, actually. So
sure, this guy's either got to stop cutting his hair or get a wig. And like, who is he in Twilight? For any of you guys who have seen that, like,
It's the father of Jacob.
Minor, yeah.
Isn't the wheelchair? Really.
And who's Jacob? Is he the main
werewolf kid?
The werewolf kid. What was that, Andreas?
The werewolf kid.
Yeah, okay.
Other love interest or anything or something.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him being an old wizard, right? You know, a little bit. So,
well, he keeps looking like a bureaucrat. So he always seems to be in some form of professional setting that has to do with a lot of paperwork. So I don't really believe that "I'll kick your ass up between your ears" line from him.
Look, man.
Not to say that he couldn't.
Don't underestimate the value of paperwork.
He definitely has the voice.
Well, I don't.
Like, he's got plenty of lines that I've heard and seen him in where, like, he could easily deliver that line without, and he's got a build too. Like, he's a decently
I could see that guy say, "I'm gonna kick your ass up in between your ears."
The difference is, like, listens to when doesn't necessarily have a physical presence to me. Like, I always see him as kind of like half hunched over, like Yoda anyway, right? You know, like, imagine Yoda, where it's like the whole time you underestimate him until he like puts down his stick and then you know it's about to cut loose. So, like, I don't need, like, you know, Hulk Hogan, you know, listens to win type of, like, you know, this guy clearly works out, you know, that sort of thing, which is not necessarily a problem. But I could easily see somebody who's like, you know, he comes in all doubled over and I can see him like using his walking cane, even though listens to win doesn't necessarily, like, I think he's on crutches a couple of times or something like that. But but like, if you have that scene where it's like he comes in all, you know, like wounded or recovering or with a cane or something, throws it down, and then, you know, he's ready to fight, you know? So it's like,
except in his case, he has to pick it up so he can sling spells.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, except, you know, like, he's shape-shifting, so it's not like he's shape-shifting with it in his mouth or something, but
you don't know that. He could be like Naruto.
I kind of do know that.
No.
It
was never explicitly stated that he doesn't put the cane in his mouth and start shape-shifting.
Fun fact about evidence, though, it also was never explicitly stated he did. So
we are in the Dresden Files fandom, so anything goes. Evidence of absence. It's what the author would do.
No,
that's what we know. But yeah, he could, or I mean, his fitness one way or the other is not really. It could also be like a King Boomy situation where he's kind of like looks whatever, and then he stands up straight and he's this jack dude for no reason.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, Dalton, to Dalton's point, like, the ass up between the ears is supposed to be a surprise, right? So it's like you almost want somebody that you're going to underestimate the entire time until, you know, finally they switch into, like, you know, one of my all time favorite quotes, which is, "Don't mess with the old guy. There's a reason why he's old." You know, like, listens to wind is like the embodiment of that, you know, like, obviously Ebenezer and most of the senior council as well. But, you know, like, that's kind of the thing. Like, this guy, you see him on screen, it's like, oh, yeah, he's a brawler, which it's like, you know that about listens to wind because he's friends with Ebenezer. Right. So they're all brawlers. But you don't want to think he's a brawler when you see him, you know, way early on. So.
Well, and the good thing about the line is it never came off as like aggressive or like an action line to me, because it was always just kind of like a nonplussed, like, no, I'm just gonna kick your ass. Just simple, easy, laid back.
Yeah.
This is just gonna happen.
He's sharing three truths of the universe, right? You know, dad doesn't like you, mother thinks you're ugly. I'm not here to bind or banish you, I'm just gonna kick your ass up between your ears, you know?
Yep.
So, that's it.
Just like he's going to the store.
Right. Yeah. Like, wind blows, water falls, you know. Okay. It seemed like Julian was the favorite pick. Like,
that's for me, he just has to look. Like, I don't know about, I don't remember him that well. I think he's the chief in Prey. And I don't know. He just doesn't really stand out.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Well, because you see the tribe like two or three times, and, you know, mostly at the end and stuff like that. But yeah, okay. Any other commentary? So
No. Not on Listens to Wind, doesn't seem like.
Okay. Alrighty, so...
Would you like to go to Murphy, perhaps, and save the bigger fights for later?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay,
Murphy's so right there. Don't even have to search. She's right there in the middle.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know. She kind of looks like she kind of, but she kind of looks like
Kelly Riley.
Yeah.
I was gonna say the only thing I can even remotely remember seeing her in was the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law.
Mm.
There's something else I saw her in called.
It was just because she was there and she kind of looked like Murphy. It's not. I wasn't being particularly serious.
I don't know. You're gonna die on that hill now, Andreas. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's the short somebody's person just people doing, want to hire?
Yeah, somebody's just doing fan service now, I think. Like, if we've got unlimited money, why would we not cast Scarlett Johansson as something?
Because I like Scarlett Johansson, and I don't like Murphy.
So that's an extra good reason.
Oh, did I? And... I line switched. My bad.
Yeah, it's like, you did.
Where did I pull that line from? That's a Marcone. Spoilers, you know. So
she, yeah, she
that's can, a good she... look for Murphy, I guess. So
yeah, is that there the girl go. from? Yeah, this that. Yeah, I can see that. She, in Reacher, she kind of has like a Murphy-ish role, so I can see how someone thought of that.
Now, because I'm apparently on a Star Trek kick, I'm going to pronounce that name as Olivia Dabo, which may or may not be correct, but come on. So, some of you guys are going back to the well on this. Oh my gosh. Sorry. If I had realized that this was going to take all day.
Don't worry. We're just going to watch you type.
Right? The most entertaining thing we could do. And then I got this one this morning from the wife, so I kind of have to include it. But
after she listened to your Star Trek tirade, you kind of owed it to her.
I think she started that's, out.
Okay.
This,
there's my pick. Like, there's so. My pick. That's the, really? That's the hill I'll die Kristen on. Bell? I love Kristen Bell. She's great.
Oh, I mean, agree, but yeah, I'm like my quibble with her is that she's obviously like more well known for her comedic chops. And so like so that was my counter argument. And then she was like, well, what about Stephanie Beatrice, who is Rosa from Parks and Rec or not? Mm. Sorry. Krista Bell's Parks and Rec, Rosa's Brooklyn 99. So of course I put, Stephanie Beatrice down as Susan. So when we get there, that's another new pick. But,
I mean, have
you
ever seen
her, like,
Veronica Mars? That's some Murphy vibes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I have not. So
Murphy doesn't have much humor to her. So there's a few times when she gets to be humorous, but like it is hard to put someone who as comedic as Kristen Bell into the.
I mean,
kind of serious,
Veronica is very quippy.
Great man person.
You can say the same thing about Cranston, though, right? You know, like there's a lot of comedy actors that turns out that they've got very dramatic chops, you know, if you let them. So that's the thing where it's like we shouldn't dismiss her out of hand. But yes, like so far as we've seen, I agree with
you. For my poor, feeble brain to understand what she can do in a dramatic role because I haven't seen it.
Well, okay. So look at her face. Does she look like a Murphy to you? Is she short? Because that's kind of where we're at with her right now, you know.
She is pretty short.
Well, I mean, she's always seemed to be short based on who they paired her with, but I don't know if that actually makes her short.
5'1", so she's a little.
I was going to say she's right on the money.
She's an inch shorter, isn't she? So,
yeah.
Isn't Murphy 5'2"?
At most,
she's 5 foot.
Gotcha. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I would support Kristen Bell as. She, I actually also, do.
Yes, you'd want to see her screen test at least, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I think she can act very well, so I think she could easily be less comedic if she like if that's like, but she just get cast as like comedic.
Right.
A lot. Or we could just make Murphy less of a bitch, and that would be fun.
Right. I don't know. Rachel McAdams is too tall, so. But we all know, like, we know her.
Whatever.
I think she'd be fine. Wait, why didn't we put Weiss on the list? Would she not?
Weiss?
Rachel Weiss.
Rachel Weiss?
Isn't she, like, I mean, she looks good, but isn't she, like, 60 now?
I don't think
is
so.
Is she?
No, she's 70, so she's 1970, so she's 53 right now. Mm-hmm.
So, like, Murphy's age. Just kidding. So, well,
I don't think Murphy got to her 50s.
We need to start with these people at least faking to be younger. Right. Rachel McAdams, I don't think, would be a bad pick because she has, even though she's done really serious things, she always looks cute. The way that he describes her is that she's kind of too cute for what she wants to look like in her role.
Sure.
So, constantly, I mean, she kind of, there's an energy about her that fits a with just that.
Mm-hmm.
This one just came in from the chat, so, you know.
Actually, I was gonna...
which, what the hell's her name? I don't know. Katie Sackhoff is awesome, like, probably. Like, I, especially watching her in The Mandalorian and stuff, she's got the right attitude for it, so.
Oh, Emily Van Camp. The hell was she in? I mean, I know she was in
what
certain Avengers movies or something.
What's her name?
First Emily Van Camp.
Emily Van. Ray Auto Complete.
Yeah, her.
Eh. Oh yeah, because she's Agent Rogers, right? You know. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I can see that a little bit.
She's gonna have her villain arc now, right?
No, who cares?
Spoilers. Yeah. Probably not. Like, I don't know. Like, even for a sideshow, it seemed like a side, you know, quest.
Idea.
You know?
Guess I was the only one who was excited about that.
You were the only one who was excited about all of them perpetually.
That's not true. Me and Justin are always excited about Marvel.
Yeah. This picture makes her look weird to me. I don't know. Maybe
okay, let me rephrase. But... Justin is at least open to the idea that some of these shows are not as good as you think they are.
Oh, no, I'm open to the idea some of them are not as good.
Yeah, but you never seem to find your way to get there.
She-Hulk wasn't great, but that's the only show that wasn't great.
See? Like I said.
That's... Get out. How dare you betray that? Like... The twerking wasn't great, okay? That was probably a little far, but other than that, She-Hulk was fine. Like, it did everything it needed to do, so. And you shut up. You don't get a vote because you hate all of it. We know you're not going to like it, so. Okay, anyway, so.
Who is this person? I do not recognize.
Batgirl? Alicia Silverstone?
Batgirl?
Oh, God, I haven't.
Listen, I love Batman really and Robin Batgirl. As much as anyone, but that should not have been the first for Alicia Silverstone. You should have gone with Clueless.
She's known for really Clueless.
Yes.
So
for the Clueless director, especially, yes.
The director, yes, but like
compared to Batman and Robin, yeah, I would put money on Clueless before I put it on.
Do you
Batman
really
and Robin.
Was Clueless the more mainstream pick between the two?
Easily.
If you think that if the director hadn't seen Batman and Robin, that she clearly would have seen Clueless.
I think she would have known enough to know those two names together.
I have never known what Clueless is.
Well, now that
is,
we're both wrong, director, right? Would you like to settle this for us?
I have seen Batman and Robin. I have never seen Clueless or... Wait, she was in Tropic Thunder?
Lots of people were in Tropic Thunder.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I can't really use that as a thing. It's like, I don't know if there's anything else that this person has been in that I've ever seen.
Then you're lost, but okay. So, like, I think she's fine, but I would say maybe she's just a little old for the role, you know, kind of, like, no offense, I'm sure, again,
other people we just spoke of, so.
Right, well, but I'm fine with, you know, like, Rachel Weisz is what came to mind. We already know that I'm like a decade behind everybody else as far as picking my actors and actresses, right? So I'm already getting disqualified left and right because my picks are too old. But yeah, if we're going to care about that, I feel like it's worth mentioning. But like, I think casting her in the 90s from like when she was Batgirl, boom, in. She could be at the front of the line. She can compete for the top role and stuff. But Like at this point, she's
she can audition. Because I've only seen her as Batgirl.
I was going to say I've never been impressed with her acting because the only things I've ever seen her in were Clueless, where admittedly she's playing up a ditz, and Batgirl, where she was a fucking plank. So
yeah.
Well, yeah, and like that's kind of the problem, right? Like, has she ever been given a role where she's allowed to act? You know, like, and in a movie that we also want to see, because she was probably a fantastic actress, but I haven't seen any of those movies because they're not really my thing, you know, like, so get her on the bridge of a starship and we'll see. So, but speaking of Dabo, oh shit, there she is. Next to Q, so yep. I forget that episode's title just now, which is gonna out me.
Remember that movie.
She was also in Star Wars, fantastic, and Conan. Just hire her already. So
she might not be Murphy.
69, yeah. Is it just me or they really should put pronunciation guides for some of these?
Depending. But, well, I don't know. How would a Brit say it? Because
I mean, they do on British. Wikipedia usually, I think. But you're on IMDb.
But it's not a British name. Like,
no.
All English names are British.
I mean, if we're going to argue about it, a quarter of the names are British. Like a quarter of the world's names are British. So.
I have no plan to argue. I am simply correct. We established this before on the pre-show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She does a ton of voice acting, it looks like. So that's cool. But she was a voice in the Animatrix even. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm sure I've seen her in stuff. Like, she's got, you know, clothes on in this picture, so why not? But
oh well, then don't hire her.
Yeah,
how dare she be wearing clothes?
And Murphy only gets her clothes off like twice, and once of those is a dream sequence. So I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, but one of those is shrugging out of her pants to fight vampires, so it's going to be an important
okay,
scene.
Okay, three times then. So
but what was the third?
So yeah. Well, so vampires. Dream sequence, they actually do bang once, which is when you know she's gonna die, you know. So.
That always like felt to me.
Look at my face. That's the book. We're talking about the movie now. She's gonna get her pants off for the third time. Okay.
First
whether
of
it
all,
happened or not in the books.
It's a TV show. Like, it's gonna be the sixth time at a minimum.
Right, yeah. Like they're gonna rewrite their relationship as like every time there
no,
was
they're gonna show what happened
actually
in
just like there you go yeah every time there was sexual tension was actually just sex, and then you know she still isn't sure if they're gonna be a thing or not until they finally like get married, and then oh sorry I just watched Honor Majesty's Secret Service, so spoilers, but
Harry Dresden is actually just three naked Murphys in a trench coat, or his trench coat.
You know, for not liking Murphy, you've got a weird hang-up about this, so, yeah.
I'm trying to make it so that I enjoy the
Which
character.
Three, though? Like, are we picking three actresses, or just you want one of them to be triplets? Like, so.
Yeah, we can do, like, a Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap thing where it's just the same actor. That would be fun.
Right.
I don't think there are any triplets out there that are actually actors we would know at this point.
Yeah.
The closest you could come to is the Olsons, but the third one is not a triplet.
Right. Yeah. We all know Scarlett Johansson. She can be the...
Laura Wraith.
I was going to say the porcupine, but, you know, anyway. So
I feel like she should be a Wraith anyway if we're actually going to cast her in something.
Ridiculous waste, yeah, she could be one of the sisters, like in, you know...
She could be Madeline. I don't give a shit. But,
she could be,
you know,
Gar,
she could have a part
something.
Of sorts. Or she could.
It'd
be
interesting
be,
to see her as maybe, a bad guy. I don't know if I actually have seen her as a villain for in a lot of things. That would be actually interesting.
Well, the only, I mean, villain's a strong word, but in that he's just not into you when she's cheating with Bradley Cooper. Like she can do.
How old was that movie?
Oh, it's got to be at least 10 years old by now, if not more. I would think.
Daenerys.
we're never she getting off short. Her. Yeah.
Because she's short. Yeah. No, she can act. I just don't think she's Murphy. I think, I honestly, if she was a little younger, I would put her for like an Inari type.
Yeah, she played a 14-year-old, guys. Like, if not younger than that.
So. I know, but time has still passed since then, and she's had, like, fucking her brain nearly killed her twice, so.
That's true.
I'm only 6 months older than she is. That's crazy.
But far less accomplished, so you should probably get on that.
It's true. I mean, let's not go down that route, because I already have all the existential, like, I can go cry later about it if I really need to. Like, it's fine. No,
cry now, because then we get more viewers.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. So. Isn't there that one guy who cries at every like Star Wars and Marvel trailer that comes out, and he gets like a million views every time?
It really?
That's I'm pretty thing? Sure that exists.
I mean, I would say for sure that thing exists, but also the million views part. I think that's the part that I question.
No, he does, because people go on to just like clown him. They just go to watch and.
People are so easy.
Yes they are.
Yeah,
so what were we doing? See,
well, yeah, I mean, Emilia Clarke has something. She I don't know if she fits for Murphy. Maybe one of the Fae.
Lacuna.
I was gonna say that would be fine. So, or even
yeah,
she could probably pull off Aurora, you know, if we're just going to have her as like a one shot. That wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how like you want to how far into all of that you want to lean, right? Because like all of them start to look the same, right? So do we just cast actresses who look like eerily similar, you know, possibly it's twins possible. Or whatever, or do we literally cast the same actress like six times, you know?
No, I think we'd have to go more the route of like a give them all the same kind of ethereal presence in some sort of, you know, maybe not CGI way, but, you know, a way that denotes these people are all of the same order, but having the same person every time just because the mantle kind of changes them is like, that gives us a lot less flexibility.
A little too on the nose, you know,
a bit.
It's meant to be implied that they're looking almost
especially since ever since Bob has made that statement. All I mean, it's not like, yeah, Molly's hair has changed and her attitude has changed, but you know, everyone still recognizes her as Molly. No one's like, ah, little Maeve. So
right, yeah, maybe they could do something like with their makeup where it's like, you know, when they change, they all start to wear their hair the same way and do their makeup.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, like all the you know, Mab and Molly having the same kind of hair, but maybe a different style because Molly still plays with it, but Mab is just, you know, fucking Mab. And it's either silver or black, depending on how, you know, cranky she is.
I'm going to get through. Okay, we're back to this one at least.
And that's why I think Anya Taylor-Joy would also be a good Fae instead. Like
I think Anya Taylor-Joy does go to, so she should be a Fae person. I would put her as Maeve easily.
Yeah, she'd be a good Maeve.
Yeah.
You want to see her bejazzled?
I mean, I'm not going to say no to it, so.
Is anyone going to say no to it? I didn't write it. Of course not.
Yeah.
It's what the author did, not what he would do.
Right.
It's what he did.
Right.
I also think if you're going to have one person cast as multiple people, Anya Taylor-Joy might be the person to do that. Like she
would be the closest that I would think would be considerable to it. Yes. But I mean, even within that, it's like they look kind of like each other, but you're not going to cast her as Mother Winter because that's still
no
Maeve.
I would prefer to see her not try and play Harley Quinn again, if at all possible. Yeah. I feel like it's a little typecast.
Yeah,
she would
fit. That's why it's perfect.
But you could make her Aurora then, if you still want to go, you know.
You could get her and all of these other actresses that look just like her. Was it named Jamie Presley or something? The ones that, like, someone's father the one who was in, explaining to do, because they are actresses that look identical, therefore. Right.
The one who was in that horror tag movie.
I think I've seen that meme, but whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I still, the first time I saw that movie, I was like, wait, I didn't realize Margot Robbie was in this, and it still wasn't her the entire time.
Right.
Did they
not her, the other one.
Which other one?
Fuck. What was the name of that movie? Now I've got to find it.
that Jamie Presley and Emma Mackey.
No, Samara Weaving. That's who it was.
Oh, yeah.
And she is like a few years younger. So
yes,
there's
yes.
one of the maves or auroras versus, say, a Map or Titania.
Yeah.
So she, like this could be one court type. Like you could do this.
Margot,
a Jamie Presley and one of these two, and then the other one on the other side. Right. Actually, if we did, for example, go with one of them as Maeve, the other could be Sarissa.
How has it?
Because they are literal twins.
How has it been six years since the Babysitter movie? What the fucking fuck?
So you're old, my dude. That's how.
Yeah, that was 2017, which was just a minute ago, and the 90s were only 5 minutes ago, so.
Right. Oh, geez, this is probably going to be the wrong way to go about this, but I was thinking the ice cream chick, the one they added in, like, season two. What was her name?
There are some thoughts there. I don't know what they mean.
Maya Hawks?
Is that who
it was? Yeah. From Stranger Things, right? Yeah, Maya Hawke. Yeah. Ethan Hawke and what's her name's daughter?
Uma Thurman.
Yeah, that was such a, when I found that out, I was like, oh, shit, they had a kid. Wait, it's her?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It was a very long progression of like, whoa.
Yeah, she could.
Having her be in the Fae area, like, that obviously, like, none of this is, it's all fairy, but not the right kind of fairy.
No, she should be Lacuna. Like,
that could be fun, you know. But, like, yeah, Lacuna's definitely got to have, like, the obstinates, I guess. You know, I guess she could, but, yeah.
Because of the voice that Marcia does in the audiobook, I just assume that Lacuna would be voiced by Tara Strong and then just be CGI'd elsewhere.
Okay.
No way, man. We've got to have those creepy, like, Peter Pan vibes, right? You know, so we got to have, like, the live action, but she's super tiny.
With the whatever the fuck her name is.
Hook. Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Julia Roberts.
And just cast her again.
Right.
It's not like she doesn't look good still, so. Although her being, like, serious and wanting celery. No, she could do that. That'd be fine.
So we got some for Titania and Mab, which is kind of important because, like,
that's who she again, is.
Also,
okay. Yeah, I don't. I'm very anti-Christian Jenna within her. Yeah, no.
Gillian Anderson is okay.
Gillian Anderson's fine. She can at least act, but she's been in a lot for me lately that I'm kind of like, no, please, just anybody else.
A little over it. But I mean,
it's not like she can't act. It's not like she wouldn't be good. Right. But seeing the last thing I saw her in was Margaret Thatcher, and it's like, all right, come on, just please, can we?
The other thing to make this potentially, like, weird or rude too is, like, Mab and Titania are still, like, they're hot, right? Like, sure, they're the queens and whatever, so, like, they're gonna seem a little bit older, but it's more like their position is more important than, you know, their physical appearance, right? Like, Leah's the same way. Like, you know, like, worst case, Leah's a total cougar, right? But, like, she, there's nothing to suggest that she doesn't look like she's in her 20s or 30s, and, you know, like Rachel McAdams, right? Like, you know, you're going to see her in a ball gown and, you know, she does not look her age, you know, type of thing, right? So,
these
actresses are fine. I'm just saying, like, the Fae don't follow that kind of...
Like, the stereotypical pick is always Charlize Theron because she played that watered-down version in Snow White, right? But she still looks like she could easily pull it off type deal.
Right. Gillian Anderson could absolutely be Mab because she has that presence of being able to be, like, threatening while also being not doing anything. And Charlize Theron, she could, I suppose.
Yeah, but I'm the same with Charlize Theron. It's like, I don't really want to see that again just because it kind of looked like it and people went, maybe give her a role that'll work. It's like, all right, but we can do someone else.
Well, Cate Blanchett was suggested with someone on Twitter, and I think that would be for Mab.
I would prefer, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm happy to have her in it, but I would prefer her to start, this is going to sound rude, I would prefer her to start moving towards something like a Mother Summer role where she's like, you know, we're not trying to play her down as Galadriel again.
Right, yeah.
Anyone you put as Mab could also, I mean, should be possible to switch into as Titania and vice versa. So if Cate Blanchett went as Titania, also fine. Also happy. Would send the paycheck of my imaginary money.
Right. That's a way to say. Yeah.
So Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen is what you're saying for Mab and Titania.
I'd allow it. So.
Mm. I don't know that they can act like, I mean, I think they could act emotional. I think they could do a Titania bit, like when she's going nuts on Harry. I don't know that they could do cold just because they kind of look like they've been on coke for 20 years.
Yeah. What? Yeah. I was going to say like, okay, now we need these actresses to wear too much mascara and do the ugly cry thing, because that's what I envision when Titania is like, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not like she doesn't go back to being a normal composed human being, quote unquote.
Sure.
Later on. So,
right.
I mean, but this, again, I'm not as hung up on the idea. They can look alike, but I'm not as hung up on the idea of having the same actress play multiple of them type deal. I think it's more interesting to have different actors and actresses bounce off each other that we know can act.
Right.
And not her.
Is this?
Please, for the love of God, not her. Okay, I actually kind of enjoyed her in that role because it was only for one episode and that was the only good season of that show. But she's just...
I could see her as one of the, you know, one of the queens or...
I'd closer, you know, put her to Mother Summer instead of Titania.
Honestly, she would be... I'd be more open to that than Titania or Mab. Because we don't see the mothers as much. Mother Winter's the one I'm more interested in nailing because, like, I like her more. But I don't dislike Mother Summer, especially when she gets to go on that walk and we get more of her, and I feel like she's a good contrast, but Mother Winter just tickles my fancy.
Right. Totally not at all weird that these pictures are, like, you know, 30 years old.
But again, that's what they're known for, because what have they been in since they were, like, 13?
Well, because they've not doing as much acting, right? Because they've got
their
last credit in 2011.
I mean, they're literal, I think they're billionaires. They were like the youngest billionaires for a while.
I think they have like fashion lines or something that they do. That's where they make their money now.
Yeah, they made their corporation with their young money, and they just took off from there. The one who can actually act is their younger sister, who looks older sometimes. But that's because she's taller.
Yeah.
Harsh.
My favorite pick for Mab is still Tilda Swinton, but I admit that's just because I really like Tilda Swinton.
Right.
I would put her, I would consider her for Mother Winter. I think her like kind of hunched over and hidden and craggly.
She's
would
again
be fun.
One of those people that you could put in multiple positions, and she does the different makeup.
Multiple positions, eh?
I feel like she's still flexible.
Yeah. Props.
Yeah, but she could be Mab, and then she could be Mother Winter with the different makeup. And like in that movie, she played a set of twins. It was hilarious.
She could be Mother Summer too. I feel like she could be like
she
bright
could
and
be
happy.
All of them. We have Tilda Swinton and Anya Taylor-Joy. And just like...
She's like nine of the Fae. Yeah, but it also doesn't hurt that she has this sometimes like human adjacent look too, right?
Yes,
you know, because they used her in Constantine, you know, like that, and all
she
of
was
that stuff
the,
as well.
The ice Gabriel. Queen in Narnia,
too. Right? Yes, she was.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like,
so she's already been hired as Mab before,
right? She has the same as Charlize Theron. Yes, isn't that similar?
Yes,
she's already played in.
But
Mab,
she's also like, done tons and tons of other shit, of like lots of like acting skills. Like she could do all of those characters. It just like so.
She
you
was
have
great
the
in that.
Joy and the queens and mothers as Tilda Swinton, and just have lots of makeup.
Okay. Like if you didn't know it from her face, like yeah, so. It's funny because I wouldn't classify her as a chameleon, right? She's not one of those that's like when she's acting, I don't know it's her, right? Where like that's happened with like Gary Oldman and dozens of other people and whatever. Mm. But like she's played enough different roles that she would almost qualify, you know, that she's certainly versatile, but you know, but you still know it's her at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, I think she embodies, I think with the chameleon, it's more of a, oh, that was, and with her, it's like, oh no, she fits fucking everything. So it's, I guess it's more natural based on her general look and the way she seems to be able to kind of lean into whatever makeup they give her.
Yeah.
That makes it work really well.
So we have a battle of the dames. So
yeah, I mean, like I'm fine with Helen Mirren and Judi Dench as in theory to do those two. Mothers. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I
mostly as a problem would you because actually we can't
put
cast
as Mother Winter.
Judi Dench.
We can't.
I would put Judi.
Yeah, Judi Dench would be Mother Winter in my estimation, but also just because we can't cast Betty White, unfortunately. So
first of all, yes, we can. You just need a little imagination and some necromancy.
Right.
Aren't they kind of supposed to be played by one actress playing both roles?
Are we doing
again,
this again?
We could argue that again for the third time today in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, but it's so. I think especially the mothers, there's, but I don't know.
Well, the other thing with Helen Mirren is she can actually still like move around and Judi Dench can't
She's
as much anymore.
She's got a walking stick. There you go.
Yeah, Mother Winter. That's one of the Yellowstone spinoffs.
Right, but I know Helen Mirren can still like get around, and I don't think Judi Dench is as mobile as she used to be. So that would be the differentiator to me as well.
Oh Jesus Christ, she was in Cats. Why?
Oh, who is the woman that was in Requiem for a Dream?
Don't know.
I
never
saw it.
Crap.
We've got $1 billion, Andrea. So we're going to spend $1 billion. So
she was also in House of Cards as the mother that was dying.
I thought you were going to say Robin Wright, who actually would be a good Mab too. Now that I'm
that's true.
Yeah, sure.
Would accept. Sure. Would be happy. Ellen Burstyn.
Is she still alive?
I believe. Now you're making me doubt.
Seems
she
like
is still alive. She is 90 years old. Maybe I should leave her alone.
Yeah.
Let her enjoy her retirement.
Okay, look. All they need to do is show up to casting with a cane and throw a cleaver at the casting director. Okay, that's the only requisites, right?
Fuck, so I could do that. Give me my paycheck.
Yeah.
Right. I would do that for free, quite honestly, but
yeah.
Yes, Maggie Smith would also have been lovely.
Maggie Smith is also another one who's going to be on death's door soon, and I don't think she can wander around.
Yeah, she could be a Mother Winter, though. She
could, but again, I would like somebody that's probably going to... that's my hesitation with Judi Dench, is I don't think she's going to be around for the next 5 years.
I think...
And I think Maggie Smith's actually older than her.
Yeah, as Mother Winter.
She's 88 years old right now.
Which one?
Maggie Smith. Jennifer Connelly.
I think she's been put in as Lara before, right? Is she?
She could be
this time around.
Yeah.
I think not. She isn't this time around, but
She's been. She's also pushing a little older now, though.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks good. Don't get me wrong, but I've never been a huge fan of her.
53.
Acting wise, but again, I think the last thing I saw her in was going back to was He's Just Not That Into You. I think that's
Watch
the last thing
movies.
I've seen her in. Oh, Top Gun Maverick. That's right. She was in that. Never mind. I've seen something more recently. She was good at it.
Because she was in the first one too, wasn't she? Or
Yes. I think she was.
So they brought her back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Suit Lady. Weird. Okay. But
yeah, she's the voice.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got you. That she has a name, doesn't she? Like
Karen, apparently.
Yeah, Karen. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they put Suit Lady, but then again, that's kind of what he calls her.
Because who's going to recognize Karen?
Well, it says Karen Suit Lady.
Yeah. I was just confused because it was like Karen is, you know, one of the characters, and then who's Suit Lady? Oh, wait, that's the same thing.
The same. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly, I would enjoy. That would be odd.
No, that's all you have to say.
She always has.
And our viewership just went up.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. Lara would be interesting, but she is kind of aging out of what Lara should look like. But Mab, I mean, she always has dark hair, and so trying to have Mab silver hair would be odd looking, probably.
Nah. Well, and odd looking, though, is totally okay as well, because she's Faye. So
there's odd looking in like the Tilda Swinton weird way of putting on tons of makeup on her, and she looks like in that ethereal thing. And then there's odd looking of like these colors don't match and it's clashing. It's actually distracting. It would be an attempt for someone with makeup and wigs to do, but I've not seen happen yet.
As long as she doesn't pick down, I think we'll be okay. So anyway, we have gone all around to a bunch of different things.
Try to go through the names for Lara.
We're going to finish up with Lara. You think we're going to do that in 9 minutes?
We can try.
I don't think it's going to take that long.
It might take me that long to get them up on the screen, kids.
Well, you could close a few of these tags out. That wouldn't be the, you know.
It's still going to take time.
Justin, he loves his tabs.
I know.
Right now, it's about time, kids. So.
Yeah, no, hard veto. I'm sick of her, and she can't act. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Well,
I refuse.
We don't care about your opinion.
This one was
kind of almost a meme pick, but I put her down because she needs to be somewhere and front and center. And so it's like this or Susan. You know,
I was going to say, didn't we? It was either Susan, I think, if we wanted to give her a while, or Bianca or Ariana, if we wanted to do just kind of like a shorter one.
Right. So far, all of these actresses are pretty well known. So it's like most of them have gotten the look. You know, it's going to come down to something else.
I was going to say, how many times have people down like Monica Bellucci? Even though she's now like 70 years old.
Well, no, Monica Bellucci needs to be Ariana because it just fits too well.
Okay. I did not realize that was the case, but okay.
Yeah. Ava Green, I think, is the one that captures Lara the most in everything. And so she's the top pick of it.
And then this one
The way I would describe Eva Green is, I think Eva Green captures what Lara is on the monster side, but on the appearance side, Lara is one of the, depending on how accurate we're going, because again, as I've already stated, we don't need to do like twins for everybody, but she's like one of the ones where her appearance is really just like conventionally goddess like, and Eva Green's not quite that.
Really?
Right.
No, she's very pretty, but she's not, nobody's going to look at her and be like statuesque Italian beauty.
I guess I disagree.
I don't know about that, but yeah. Like, for me, I think, like, especially in her later stuff, like, I think, so, like, obviously, porn actress, right? Literally. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, I always felt like she kind of had that, you know, sister next door, you know, type of thing where it's like, you know, so she doesn't need to be, like, amazingly smoking hot, but she'll doll up. You know, because like, especially when you get to like Peace Talks and Battlegrounds, like, I don't think she's doing the whole sex goddess thing so much. Like when he sees her in the garden, like, you know, like he goes to meet her and whatever, it just kind of felt like she had already done that. So she didn't have the juice turned on, if that makes sense, without that also being a double entendre, unfortunately. But yeah, so.
Yeah, but I agree, but I feel like hers is the most passive one where it may not be actively on, but it's always kind of on. Now, granted, it's Harry who's noticing a lot of the time, so he's always on.
Right.
But
yeah, right. I don't even know what this movie is, but
Dumbo.
Okay. Neither do I.
I haven't seen Dumbo. It. So.
I mean, no, yes, nobody's seen
thank
that.
You. I can read. That didn't mean when I clicked on the picture that I knew what the movie was from.
What? So. You haven't been keeping up on all the Disney live action movies?
Sure haven't. I'm sorry to say, you know. Like, talk about shit that's worse than all the Marvel spinoffs. Like, so.
Technically, Marvel's movies are Disney live action movies.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Shut up, Andreas. Sorry about that. Do me a favor and keep that kind of shit to yourself. Like,
you are technically correct. The best kind of correct.
She was in Baywatch. She gets my vote.
I'm true. Kidding. I mean, again,
she's I don't got quibble
boobs,
any of these.
And she does have boobs. Weird looking eyes.
Like, she does. And she's actually emotional. She's actually not a bad actress. She's just not really in anything that's worth watching.
Yeah.
Baywatch.
See, she was in the Percy Jackson movies as what?
She was the
girl,
the main girl who Annabelle. Was. She was playing like 16, right. Even though she was like 26 at the time.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah,
just a classic.
So she's got the appearance still of youth.
I'm only like 2 weeks older than she is. That's crazy. So,
she would be a good, I think, Lara to keep that. Actually, that show that she's in now, the hotel one, is supposed to be good, but I never bothered with it.
The hotel one?
Yeah, the...
Wait, you mean the White Lotus?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I wonder if that they're doing a TV show now, coming soon. Hopefully good. Like, the unit, that actually seems like a cool world. I only read the first book once upon a time.
What are you talking about?
The movies were not great.
You've lost me entirely.
Oh. They are doing that again, yes.
Yeah.
And I think Reardon's supposed to be more involved in it, so people were like, yay, maybe it'll be good. And I'm like, don't get your hopes up, kids. But I never read or cared about Percy Jackson. That was never my series or anything.
Yeah, I kind of missed it, too. I've read the first one later on just to see.
Did we throw in... what's her face who played Wednesday as anything just because now she's like Jenna Ortega?
I was thinking about that. I was like, if you're going to do, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones, like a better pick for something. So, but like this is one of those things like I was talking about maybe just barely pre-show or early on in the show where it's like I'm starting to come at this another way as well where it's like, hey, I've been watching some of these shows and some of these guys should be in this. I just don't know as what. And like, because I started Lower Decks in the last week or so, like Jack Quaid is that. It's like, where would I put Jack Quaid? I have no effing clue. Like, so nobody right now, but I think it would be fun to have him, you know, on the show. She's another one where it's like, you know, right now, especially, like, there's no way that, you know, some new project isn't going to try to cast her, but she's kind of youngish for. You know, like,
well, that is the thing, though. But we and I forget.
She could
this
be one
myself.
Of the sisters. You know,
she could like, even be. I mean, how old is she now? 22.
Yeah, like just barely. No,
you're really the wrong Sorry. Woman.
I was looking at her picture, thinking I was there. I don't even remember what's her name.
Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, thank you. So,
because. I keep forgetting myself sometimes, but like Stormfront, Harry's 21. Only what, 25? Yeah. So, yeah, she's a little young to play someone like Susan even still. But
right.
If we waited by the time this started doing in two or 3 years.
Right.
I mean, from like book one, she could be Susan.
I feel like she would
be one
a
of
good
the unknowns,
Susan.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, we talk about those semi unknown actors and actresses and whatever. She's not now, obviously, but she could like cast along some kid that we don't even know that he's the guy who's going to play Dresden, you know, type right. of thing. But
I would even, I mean, because I'm not as married to certain appearances, I think she'd be a decent Molly, but that would take a while to get to. And by then she might be
too old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah, but
either
she's one of those like she's got super baby face though, right?
She
like,
does. You know, yes.
Yeah. So
but that
he's
well that
be playing a 14-year-old.
I was going to say, either it'll pass or that'll help for things like if she was a fae or a vampire or something where right. they have this supernatural youth appearance.
She's probably going to look like early mid 20s for like 15 years.
Oh, you know what we do? We just Fucking go ham with the makeup and CGI and make her Mavra. She's already been Wednesday. Fuck it.
Claudia Black should be Mavra.
Oh, fine, but I'm still, yes, whatever. I don't even know who that is.
What? You don't know Claudia Black?
I might by appearance, but...
The prospector from Pitch Black or the chick from Farscape?
Shaza was, she was in Pitch Black.
Yeah, like I was going to say, no, that doesn't help me. I mean, I know her now that you're pulling her up because, and when you said Shaza, but again, she was in that for like 12 minutes and then died. What do you want from me?
It was more than that. I mean, but you,
it looks clear.
And she wasn't, and it's not like she was even the main, you know.
Pilot. No, but it is just one of her many roles that she's done. She was in the Dresden show, which I feel gives her credence.
I haven't seen any of these, so
really?
It doesn't matter.
As what?
She was a private detective for one episode that's just trying to solve an ever issue with Harry. It was the one with the hockey stick.
Oh, geez. That really narrows it down.
It does, actually. Yeah, she's Queen of the Damned, Farscape, lots of Farscape.
Yeah, I haven't watched
she's done bunches of voice acting and various video games. She's done tons
Fontaine,
of stuff.
It's even clearly with the Fontaine name, like, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was in SG-1. I forgot about that, too.
But yeah, I don't, if so you're saying her for Mavra, I don't see that at all. Mavra's like, she's a corpse.
Yeah. So
I don't.
Corpse her up. Like,
yeah, she can be corpse. I don't think Mavra has a chest.
Like whoever you have. So pro tip, unless we're really going the necromancy route for Betty White, like you're going to have to put prosthetics on some of these women to make them look like a corpse. So
no, like, you see, Tilda Swinton's halfway to being a corpse naturally if you just put on slight makeup, so it's fine.
Harsh.
And I just like Claudia Black.
But that's her benefit. That means she gets to be all nine roles, remember?
You're welcome to shut up at any time now.
No.
You won't, but you're welcome. You're invited to.
You're invited.
I'm content.
I need to remember that one. I like that one.
It was too good. So it was like, come on. So I don't even know what this is. Containment. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we've gone over time. We've got a whole lot of pretty women to cast as all sorts of other pretty women in the Dresden Files.
And as Marcone.
So, right. Now, see that. Never mind. Like, I do have a
Tilda Swinton in a business suit. Yeah. Come on.
I'm in.
So, yeah.
She's just going to play everyone except Harry. And no, she'll even play Mouse.
Jeez. Okay, so we cast Tilda Swinton and Nicolas Cage are the Dresden Files. Like, the whole thing.
I would happily watch that. Unironically, I would happily even pay for that. It won't be good at all, but I'll watch it.
We'll never see or hear from the show again. So
getting EG to get the old mole out of the pocket is no easy feat.
That's true. No, it's pretty easy. It's just
but sponsoring like a whole show like that—that's expensive, man.
It's Nicolas Cage. Commitment. I'm willing to open up the purse strings.
I mean, he is obligated to take any role, right? So I guess you just go, $5 on lunch. And he's like,
dude,
okay,
you know,
yeah, sure.
It's not even going to be a good movie, but do you know how hyped I am for fucking Renfield?
Dude, same.
It's hilarious.
No, I think it would be great. I think it will be actually
It's got
great.
Potential to actually be amusing, but I don't know. It will
right.
be.
I thought it had potential, and then I watched the trailer, and I was like, oh my god, why? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, it's... No,
the trailer. No. Come on, you know what you're going into, right? Like,
but the problem is that, like, I didn't want campy, right? It didn't need to have any humor, like, whatsoever.
I wanted it
to be played straight. And so, like, what a cool idea it would be to have a movie where it's about Renfield and it's a psychological horror where he's just like running around and kidnapping people and murdering them. But instead, they were like. They went back to the trope of like, oh, well, he ate a spider, so now he's fucking Superman. And like, that's been done. We did that. It's okay. You know,
it's campy, but I wanted camp when I heard about it. when I saw the trailer, I was not disappointed.
I feel like that's because when you see Nicolas Cage, it's like, oh, okay, it's got to be campy.
Yeah, that's fine, Dalton, but it doesn't make it good, and it doesn't make it what I wanted to see. That's all I'm saying. True. There's loads of horror comedy. Go watch Buffy. You know, if you want some horror comedy, go watch Cabin in the Woods. Is pretty dire, but still has some funny in it. Like, there's plenty of good. But that's I wanted when I was like, you know, hey, Renfield, this looks serious, whatever, and watch the trailer. My expectations didn't match what were there, so it wound up in disappointment.
I was watching the first trailer, like the first 30 seconds or whatever, when he's in that self-help group. I was up. Right. I thought exactly what you thought what this movie was going to be, and then Nicolas Cage walked in. And I was like, "Oh, all
right, right, right."
Yeah. I might piss off Justin.
I'm not saying it's going to make a bad movie, but
it probably will. But I think for different reasons. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to do as much with the two of them as they should. And I think someone like Awkwafina is going to like get in the way of that because it's going to be him and her a lot of the movie. And that's
what it comes down to is like vampires are scary and bad and broken. And if you defang them, if you make them sexy or whatever, like obviously Nicolas Cage is already a vampire, guys. He's just trying to get you to lower your guard so that he can eat you later. You know, like, yeah, show me the horror of it again. What's all this bullshit about like teenage vampires falling in love and ooh, they sparkle and Nicolas
you just
Cage
like the wrong kinds of vampires, okay?
No, I don't. Like,
but I have a take that might piss you off even more than what kind of vampires I like.
So excited.
Yeah, I think
We've been casting sex.
I don't think it's so much a horror. I mean, I guess it kind of is a horror comedy because vampire, but. It has super, which I think a lot of movies have these days since Avengers. It has Giga Marvel comedy vibes.
Okay.
Are you going to say it or what?
Right.
That's and I feel like Justin would be like, no.
Oh,
but are you going to give us a name?
Renfield?
Yeah, Renfield. Renfield.
Oh, yeah, no.
Marvel. I feel like a super Marvel, like that comedy movie action vibes on it.
I don't. Okay. Well, the director would say that it's not as quippy, so it's not a Marvel humor. But I don't think Renfield's going to be Marvel humor.
Awkwafina.
You're
saying she's in it, and it's not going to be quippy.
No, right. I don't think
that's a fair point.
I don't think as much. I think it's going to be a little more of a like incredulous. You know, repeating the same, you just ate this disgusting thing with a face. And it's like, that to me is not quippy.
I find her rather quippy for what I've
seen. Yes, she has been and can be, but I don't know that this particular, again, I think the thing that might bring this movie down is too much of a focus on her and Holt as opposed to Holt and Cage, which is what I would be more into, but you know, and especially since they'll probably turn it into some form of an attraction love story of a sexy, non-sexy vampire. Well, people think Nicholas Holt is hot, so I guess you could call that a sexy vampire still.
Justin is not amused by this.
That's fine.
I mean, it's just, look, guys, horror doesn't need to be sexy. Like, you can have sexy in it.
Doesn't need to like, be, but could be.
You could watch
don't
Cocaine
need to be
Bear.
Sexy.
Cocaine Bear is very unsexy.
Vampires can be sexy, but it's like it's a trap, right? You know, that's not meant to be the focus of the movie. So like Underworld, right? Hit the sexy, scary vampire scale, in my opinion, where it's like, yes, they are all hot, but at no point do you lower your guard around them because she will also shoot you in the face or bite you, you know? So like you've got stuff like that where it's like yeah, right? Like, that's fine. But the whole, like, you know, I don't know. I just didn't need another campy vampire, like, you know. But then, of course, Nicolas Cage, right? What else are you going to get? And so that's all I'm saying is, like, it would have been fun to have, you know, like Hereditary in tone, a vampire story, right? Like, I don't need people to, like, you know, saw their own fucking heads off or something. But,
yes,
you know, like, yeah. But we're like, Renfield... like, if you get into it, like, he's a little bit of bumbling and that sort of thing, like, even in the original books and that sort of thing, but he's scary and competent. And we've never seen that. So having a movie that focused on his perspective, that would have been great. So if you're listening, Hollywood, I'm just saying, you've got like 2 or 3 years. This one will fade the memories. And then you can come out with another Renfield that's even better, you know.
So. Did you ever watch any of Penny Dreadfield with Eva Green?
I have.
I've watched some of it, I think, but I didn't get very far. Because
it's closer to, I wouldn't say it goes in the way you necessarily want, but that the Renfield in that is closer to, because it's just basically just a straight up horror show.
Right.
But I've just realized we made a grievous oversight so far in not casting Bill Nighy in anything, and we need to rectify this next time.
Well, I thought we talked about, Langtree, right?
He's kind of a shoo-in for Langtree, but did we talk about it? I don't remember.
I don't remember him coming up.
I know he's been mentioned, like, do we even have a... No, we've just got Stellan Skarsgård, but okay.
I just put him on there. Okay, we can...
we don't have to do it now.
Yeah, we'll put that on the list for next time, or whenever we get to Langtree.
Ah, come on. We made it through like 30 people tonight. We just didn't
pick anyone. We just name actors, say yes or no, and then nothing happens.
Man, okay. What it's going to turn into is we're going to get 30 of these, you know, young, hot, blonde actresses, and we're going to be like, okay, Mab. We're just going to pull them out of a hat. We got enough characters and enough actresses to go around for it, so. But...
And that was today. We did a bunch of women.
Wow.
All right. Next week.
Hey, we did a guy.
We did listen to women.
Oh, yeah, we did listen to women. Okay. And then whatever. Next week, we're continuing with book 4, Lord of the Rings, right?
Movie.
All the cooking.
Book 4, we're doing movie. The Silmarillion? Good for us.
Yeah. No.
That's bold. But
shouldn't we do book
each
four
book
before
is
we
broken
do
into
the
two parts.
Movie?
Shit. Are we? Okay. I mean, I'm most of the way through it, so it doesn't bother me. But yeah. You're
Come
right.
Come on, Andreas.
Right.
You can do it.
Andreas hasn't watched, or he hasn't listened to any of the book. So Andreas is like failed this entire exercise.
I cannot
confirm
nor deny any of
it. I didn't realize I could put my own title.
Literally, the two of you guys. So we've been talking about this shit for like how many years? And the two of you guys are the entire point of this. And I feel like I'm the only one doing the homework.
Hey, so. I've been doing the homework.
I haven't because
have you?
I did homework on the first one.
Uh-huh.
I'm better thinking on
like homework. Andreas, think about it in schoolwork terms. If you, even if you did 25% of the assignments, my dude, F. You've got an F. So you could justify it however you want, but you got to read the books, precious.
And you even have audiobooks to do it for you.
Right, you even like drove halfway across your country for a thing, and you didn't.
That's what he thinks homework is.
I wasn't driving. I had a ride. I wasn't just gonna sit there and listen to a book and not talk to the person driving me.
First of all,
so share the joys of the Lord of the Rings with them. You guys could have been talking about the book,
or take a ride share so you don't have to talk to them.
It was a ride share. It just was his roommate or buddy.
It was a friend.
So. Yeah, I shared the ride, but with someone I knew. It's like, well, all right. How you
Can we stop bashing me now?
No.
only because like the director has done just slightly more homework than you. Like I think she also gets an F. but she's done more of the homework.
Come on.
Really?
Because I have the power of changing the deadline, so I'm perfectly on time.
Yeah. Where are you at, right?
The director arrives precisely when she means to.
Exactly. So where are you in book 4?
Right at it. Hey, it's not the deadline yet.
Uh-huh.
It's not the deadline.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You got a week. Like,
yeah.
Like I'm up to Faramir. Hours. I've got like 3 hours left, so I'll make it, but, you know.
Yeah, we'll continue this argument. In a week.
2 weeks.
Hooray.
I just want to watch the movie.
If you have given
man.
Us money, but you haven't followed the Discord link, please follow the Discord link because now I feel bad that I have your money.
I don't.
If you haven't given us money, what the hell, man? Please.
Give us money, man. Come on. Morgan Justice XYC, Patreon, money. Money, money, money.
You get to join in on the GIF wars on Discord. Yeah. And why aren't you joining in when you have the link to join?
Because you keep talking about the GIF wars and they're very scared. They should be. Anybody, I go on the tab and it's like 70. And it's like,
yeah,
I went away for 20 minutes. What happened?
Exactly that. Right.